From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has praised anti-government protesters in Iran at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, which was called by the U.S. to discuss the more than 20 people who have died during the demonstrations there. Iran's U.N. ambassador, Ghulam Ali Khosrow, joined many nations, including Russia, to criticize the United States for what they say is meddling in Iran's domestic affairs.
This is nothing but another desperate attempt by the U.S. administration to escape forward, as it has lost every shred of moral, political, and legal authority and credibility in the eyes of the whole world.
Although not tied directly to the protests, the U.S. has sanctioned five Iranian companies linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program. U.S. President Donald Trump posted on Twitter late Friday the approval of Senator Rand Paul's idea about ending aid to Pakistan. Heather Nauert is the U.S. State Department spokesperson, and she speaks about the U.S. decision to end aid to Islamabad.
Until the Pakistani government takes decisive action against groups, including the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network, we consider them to be destabilizing the region and also targeting U.S. personnel, the United States will suspend that kind of security assistance to Pakistan.
Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action, they say, would serve only to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. Russia's Supreme Court has upheld a ruling barring opposition leader Alexei Navalny from running in the March presidential election. The High Court upheld the Central Election Commission's decision banning him from running because of his conviction on criminal charges. Navalny and his followers say those charges are politically motivated. This is VOA News.